Sinn Féin for the last number of years, I think, is the only political party that has been calling and advocating strongly on the reopen of the Western Rail Corridor. We've had Chris McManus, our MEP. He's been a long-standing advocate for it. We have Councillor Thomas Healy and Councillor Arthur Gibbons, and along with Independent Councillor Declan Bree, they've been kind of fairly public in their support of opening the Western Rail Corridor. And on the 17th of May there, just Friday gone, there was a conference held, as you may be aware, in the Radisson Hotel. And the conference was on regional balance. And at that conference, my Sinn Féin running team from for the South Sligo area, Jennifer Van Asvegan and Donal O'Connor, along with myself, which is sad kind of to see, we were the only representatives there for the South Sligo area, which is kind of advocating for the reopening of the Western Rail Corridor.
And Jason, I suppose we hear a lot about the benefits that if the restoration of the rail corridor would bring, but I suppose particularly you're touching there on the South Sligo area and areas the likes of Tubbercurry, and Tubbercurry, you know, the South Sligo area in general. I suppose it's all about really is connectivity to the larger areas such as Sligo and Galway.
Yeah, Ronan, with the added possibility of a train service there for people to connect and commute to work, we could actually grow our town. And by growing our town, then we'd be getting bigger infrastructure into the town. Like, we know the N17 is horrendous to drive on. That the road is lethal. It's not fit for purposes. The chances of us getting the new bypass, if the money was there in the morning, we'd probably still be looking at about 15 years before a sod will be turned on that new road. So we need this rail to open up or any hope at all in any of the villages and towns in the northwest to thrive.